those kinds of stones. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? Stop by the E&B Granite Massive Showroom on Manchester Road at Hampton and schedule your appointment to have new countertops installed in your kitchen or bath with top name brands like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock. E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town at E&B Granite. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton. E&B Granite, online at ebgranite.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hey, it's Monday. Are you driving to work or are you already at work? I guess you didn't retire. I guess you didn't listen to the Retire Worry Free Show Saturday. This is Steve Light, host of the Retire Worry Free Show, heard Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS. Tune in next week. Let's get you retired.
Hi, John Grayson for JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. You know, summer's here, and if you're looking for a great time to spend a weekend in Southern Illinois, this is the time to do it. Explore Fort Charters. You can stop by Maystown and check out the antique shops. And while you're enjoying your scenic drive, make sure you stop into JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. It's at 117 North Main Street in Waterloo, Illinois. And when you stop in, you will smell the best barbecue going. And in fact, you don't even have to choose. You can just get the barbecue sampler, try a little bit of the pulled chicken, the pulled pork, and the brisket. Or if you're thinking a little more along the lines of burgers and fries, well, then that's there too. Pizza and wings. Or you can go all out and find out what the dinner special is. Just go to their Facebook page, JV's Downtown Bar and Grill, and you can get the entire month's worth on the calendar and make your plans from there. The food is fantastic, and for those 21 and up, of course, you can enjoy the bar with 12 beers on tap and so many more available in bottles. And there's video gaming for a little after-dinner entertainment for you as well. JV's Downtown Bar and Grill, 117 North Main Street in Waterloo, Illinois. Look for the big American flag on the side of the building. And I'll see you at JV's.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
right, this is not my chair. Now, this is going to be weird. I have to change chairs. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Do you need my chair? Because I think we might have got switched chairs. I have yours.
Sorry, everybody.
Uh-oh. Wait, which one? We're playing.
Hang on a second. Let me turn on mic 5.
We're switching chairs. No, you're good.
They're all broken.
They're all broken.
Yeah. So you got to decide which broken chair is
the best. Is it that one?
Both arms are taped. I'm pretty sure this is it.
Oh, yeah, because you taped, or somebody taped up the armrests.
Oh, man. I wish. Yeah, you should take a picture of these chairs and put them on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Just so people can, no, I'm not kidding.
All right.
Just so people can see what we sit in. And for some reason, everywhere I've ever been, there's a chair issue. I don't know what that's
about. I know. There's been one here forever.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have 3 weeks left, and I calculated today. I'm going to leave you telling 11 more jokes. Four this week. 3 the next week because it's Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then 4, and that's it. 11 jokes.
Whoa.
So feel free to call if there's just an all-time favorite joke that you sort of remember, or you do remember, or you remember very little of it, but with a couple of key words, I'll know what you're talking about. Let me know the joke you'd like to hear. Because with only 11... And don't get your feelings hurt if I say, nah, that's just not good enough to be in the final 11, in the last 11. Or I'll say, I just told that joke a couple of months ago. I'm getting a lot of that. I got emails from people going, hey, would you tell this joke? And I write it back. I told it 3 weeks ago or a month ago, and they just didn't hear it. So I'm happy to take your joke requests. Trevor Phillips is with us again, all the way from Birmingham, England. Trevor, at the beginning of the show, I heard you singing along with Willie Nelson.
I do.
Now, that's the one thing that we have not established is whether or not you can sing. Do you have the intro? Could you play the intro again?
Yeah, and just sure. Sing, give me just one
let
second.
Let everybody just hear what I heard.
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, no. I'm going to do to you what we do to each other all the time.
Okay.
Try to embarrass and humiliate each other. So just start it. Let us hear you sing a little bit of it here.
Okay.
There we go.
Where is it?
Grab your coat and get your hat.
A little louder for you.
Leave your worries at the doorstep.
Well, on the doorstep. Go ahead, just direct your feet.
Just direct your feet.
To the sunny side of the street.
To the sunny side of the street.
You know what? He can kind of carry it too, can he? Yeah,
he can. You know what?
That was not bad.
You know, what's interesting to me is that people from England, a lot of them, when they sing,
you
lose the accent.
That's true.
And I think what happens is they were singing along with songs a lot from the United States.
All right, think about the Beatles. They came over. We're direct from England. And when they sang, when he sang Yesterday, it wasn't yesterday.
No.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to hold your hand, not I want to hold your hand. Now that Herman's Hermits, that little weirdo, he sang the way he talked.
Yeah.
But you're right. And the first thing that comes to mind is the Beatles. They didn't sound British when they sang.
No. You're and right. A lot of them are like that. When, Adele. Adele is Adele British?
She is very, very British, and she's, I believe, from part of London, so she's got a thick British accent.
She does.
She speaks, but not what she's saying.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, instead of saying thank you, she says thank you, or, you know, I think, you know, that's how she sounds. But then the second she opens up her microphone to sing, sounds like an American.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take this call and see if it's a joke request. Let me give it. Dan, you can take it. Just give me a first name. Phone numbers. We have nothing else to do. Jose will be in the 4 o'clock hour after the news. For most cell phones, if you'd like to call, you have 11 more days. 11 days, including this one, to interact, to hear us on this frequency. For most cell phones, hit *KTRS. That's *5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. Oh, look at this, 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We'll just take a few, and as soon as I hit that one, that I go, that's it. I'll tell that today. And then we're finished until we take more requests maybe tomorrow. This is Tom. Tom, how are you?
Fine. is this Trevor?
No, I think you should be able to tell by my accent or lack of accent that I'm not Trevor. Would you like to talk to Trevor?
Yeah, David Solomon this morning, mm-hmm. he said, because I really miss him. He used to be with Dan, or Farmer Dave, mm-hmm. in the morning.
You don't have to miss him. He's here right now till 6 o'clock, and he'll be here every day this week.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, sir? Good to hear your voice again.
Who is this?
This is Trevor, the person that you missed.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, do you know where East Anglia is?
Yeah, I know where East Anglia is.
Yeah. Hey. Tom.
I just finished a book by he's a history professor from East Anglia. Is that some big university there?
East Anglia is really just a section of England.
Tom, we're taking joke requests. Do you have one?
A joke?
Yeah, you don't listen to this show, do you?
No, because I didn't know you were on this time of day. David Solomon told me that, and I thought, well, I'll be daggone, because I really miss you on that.
Now you can listen to this show for 3 more weeks, and then we'll be gone, and he'll be gone.
I'll be daggone.
Thank you, Tom. Tom has no idea what the show is.
No. Would you like to know where East Anglia is, though, just to settle any curiosity?
I don't care.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't care, but go ahead. Where is it?
It's the part where that contains Norfolk and Suffolk. Yeah, Crystal Palace.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough for me. Let's go to, hold on. I hit the wrong thing here. That was ringing. I messed something up here. This is Larry. Hello, Larry. How are you?
Hey, who is this?
Oh, no, don't do that to me.
I've got two joke requests for you. One's Playhouse and one's not Playhouse worthy.
Okay.
All right. So the Playhouse one would be... guy in a Chinese restaurant can't pronounce his L's in his R's.
Oh, my goodness. What a great... Hang on. That's going down. That's going to be one of the last 11. There's a little notation, so I won't forget it. Got it.
All right.
What's the other one?
You happen to know the one about the troll and the trids and the picnic?
Yeah, I've heard it, but you're right. It's not a Playhouse show.
Right.
So we'll leave it at that. But you know what? You hit a good one here, and it's been a while. Maybe not as long as I'd like for it to be, but I got to close out making the Chinese restaurant joke one of the 11. Thank you. That's a good suggestion.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank.
All right, Larry. And this is Jim. Jim, how are you?
Hello, sir. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
You know what? Today is the 28th of August, which I believe is just another sleepy, dusty day.
Right? Well, I'm afraid Trevor doesn't know where that is. Do you know where that sleepy, dusty Delta thing is? Do you know where it is?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. It's somewhere in all that stuff in front of you.
Okay.
It's buried. Maybe you'll find. If he finds it, then we'll make him suffer through that too. But so far he hasn't been able to find it. But,
all right. And then a joke request for you, Frank. It's when the big time city lawyer goes out into the country to go duck hunting.
Okay.
And he shoots a duck and it falls to the ground.
Oh my God! Yes. I know the joke.
I have not heard that in years from you.
I will. I'll consider that. That's a tough one, and there are people, believe it or not, who don't get it. They don't get that joke. Guys get it. Some women don't. But I'll make a note of that. It's in the consideration column. All right.
It's not that. Maybe the exactly where the
I know the joke. I know the joke, and you're the third person this week that recommended that joke. Here's the problem. Those are both, it's a Chinese joke, just like the restaurant joke. I can't do 2 out of 11 Chinese, but it's a great joke. Jim, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And you did the that joke.
The restaurant joke?
No, restaurant one,
exactly.
The other one. Yeah.
Not long ago.
Not long ago.
So we'll stay with the restaurant joke. Let's go to Michael. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up? I don't know. What do you got for us?
Amen to PM. And then my joke request, Frank, I remember very, very little about this joke. I just remember the word feed sack. The feed sack joke?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. It's a farmer joke. It's
okay.
A guy who marries a really stupid, beautiful young girl.
Okay, I haven't heard that joke in forever. I would like to put that into consideration.
It is in the consideration column, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Michael, thank you. And that's another joke. It's hard to tell, and there are some people who... don't get it. And Trevor's looking at me like, what the heck are these people talking about?
No. I listened to most of your jokes, but I think the last funny one, which is the Chinese joke, and you don't have to say it again because you just did it last week, the supplies joke, that right. one, by yeah. far my funny.
Like, yeah, isn't it funny? All the Chinese jokes are surfacing here. This is Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I tried to tell this joke the other day. I guess it was Friday, and I kind of screwed it up. But the identical twins separated at birth.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, hang on. That one's going to get... That's got to be one of the... okay, hold on here.
Now, I called
hold
you.
Hold on. There are... They weren't... My version is they weren't separated at birth. They just were adopted and went in different parts of the country. Is that the one you're talking about?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I called you about 10 years ago. And I asked you if you would say that joke, and you guys may or may not have been drinking margaritas or something.
No, we don't do that here.
Well, there was something. You guys were, maybe you ate some brownies or something, but you ended up saying, saying it backwards, and you lost it. You were just rolling. It was funny.
Let's make sure I got the right joke here. Same joke. This is where she hires this guy to find her boys she adopted, and he comes back, and he has a picture. Is that the joke?
The photo, yes.
Got it. Got it.
Yes, I know.
Fantastic joke, and I screwed it up on Friday.
I think that might deserve to be one of the 11. That's a good one.
Fantastic. Can't wait to hear you on the new place.
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Bye.
That's a good one. Now, see, there's the other joke where the babies are born, and the one looks away from the sea, and one looks toward the sea. Remember this?
Yeah.
And their dad's a fisherman.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I didn't realize there are three twins jokes. There are these Siamese twins. I know that's politically incorrect, but I still call them Siamese twins, who love Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes.
That's a great one, too. All right, let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim. What do you got?
Oh, me? No.
Jim? Jim? Oh, Jim? Jim? No. I can't. He's on another line or something. I don't know what that's about. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I think one of the funniest jokes that women laugh at the most for some reason is the donkey joke.
Well, the donkey, I don't know what the donkey joke is, I don't think.
The jackass?
Well, there's a joke about a bartender.
Yes, so the guy walks in the bar.
Yes, don't say anymore. Don't see where you're giving away. Yes, I know what you're talking about. And he calls the bartender a jackass.
Out of every joke that is told, women laugh at that joke more than any other one.
I disagree. I'll tell you the joke. First of all, let me write jackass down. If I don't do this, I'll forget. Jackass. No, I'll tell you the one that I have found out they laugh at the loudest, and it's a woman who goes to the doctor, and he has her take all her clothes off, and he feels of her neck, and he says, "Do you know what I'm doing?" And she says, "Well, I guess you're checking for my thyroid." Says, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm doing. And then he proceeds to move on down. Honestly, they love that joke because it's a joke that in the end, the guy gets what he deserved. That's all I can say. So yeah, jackass. I got it written down here. I think it may have to be one of the 11. That's a good one.
You have a good day.
All right, Steve, you too. And it's Steve Twinspin, they used to say in the top 40 days. Steve, number two, how are you, Steve?
I'm wonderful. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. That's what makes you wonderful, that you're AM and the PM. So what do you have?
Been listening since the early 80s.
Wow.
I've got two jokes I'd like you to consider. One is the O'Brien twins.
Okay, that's a St. Patrick's Day only joke, just like Freddie Freeman is Halloween only. So that one's got a specific date on it. What else you got?
The sausage joke.
You know what I think I'm going to do? We haven't told the sausage joke in probably 12 years.
Oh, at least 12 years.
I think I'm going to tell the sausage joke my very first day at the next place.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
That's my way of getting people over there.
Yeah.
You'd have the biggest audience of all time, just to hear that joke.
I've actually already thought about this, and I thought, what could I do the first day? I'll tell a joke I have not told for at least 12 years, and that's what I'll probably do. So thanks for reminding me.
I appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
All right, Steve. Well, you know what? I got to make sure I don't forget to do that. The first day.
Oh, I'll remind you.
Which will probably be October 2nd. When we get to this part of the show, it's time for the joke. Would you please remind me, you promised everybody the sausage joke. And what I could do is say, oh, I forgot. Now you listen tomorrow. And just kind of keep, that would be very nice. Let's talk to Greg, and we'll take a break. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Frank.
How are
I'm
you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I'm also a former Tuesday guest. I'm standing here staring at my plaque on the wall that says I was a Tuesday guest in 2004.
Whew. Wow. That's
so I've been a listener a long time.
Do you have a request?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the... I realize you just said a little bit ago that you can't tell too many Chinese jokes in a row, but the you better off. Is
I just told it last week.
No, oh, really? I missed it.
Within the last 2 weeks, I just told.
Oh, shoot.
I know.
Oh, well.
That's the way it goes. It's a good joke.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to follow you to the next place you go.
You will be able to. Okay.
I'll even bring my polystyrene special coffee cup along.
Oh, the beverage.
The show
holder.
Sounds better when you're drinking coffee out of that while you're listening. It's just Greg, thanks for staying with us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye. Polystyrene beverage holder.
Oh, that was a long time ago. You know what I could do? When we get to the next place, I can tell people some stuff like why we stopped doing a guest. We used to once a week. In fact, at one point it was twice a week. We had a guy and a male and a female.
Yeah.
And then we got down to once a week, and then we just quit just because of a couple of weird things that happened. Oh. Maybe we'll tell all those stories when we get over there.
Yeah.
All right. I know I have to take a break. Yeah, I have to. I do. I look, I got Jackass joke. I got the twins that were adopted. And I got the Chinese restaurant joke. So I'm good. I'm good for 3 days here. I think today... I'll do the twins. I think that's a good one for today. So we get to. So hey, this won't be hard to find 11 of the best jokes. Now here's something that is hard for a lot of people, and that's to bring yourself to make an appointment to go to the dentist. And I get that. Even though I haven't had that situation or that feeling of dreading going to the dentist for 44 years, I still remember it. And I remember it when I was a kid. And even until I was, what are you when you're like 17? Adolescent? When does that end? That adolescent?
I don't know.
Thing? Do you say that stuff in Great Britain? Do they say adolescent? Is that a word?
Yeah, normally we go for like a young adult now if you're 17, I think.
Okay, when I was a young adult, I still remember what it was like to be afraid to go to the dentist. And I think that's the case for most people. That's because most people don't go to Ballast Dental Care. If most people went to Ballast Dental Care, the place would be so huge, the biggest stadium couldn't even, they'd have to have like 300 chairs. But the people who do go, like me, I've gone for 44 years, never, never think of going anywhere else. I don't care how many commercials you can hear for other dentists, and I might add the only reason they're on here is because of Ballast Dental Care. They heard that years ago and thought, hey, we got to get on there. We can't let that audience only hear about one dentist. Well, you're only going to hear about one from me, and that's Ballast Dental Care because I have gone there 44 years. I am never afraid or nervous or dread an appointment. In fact, I look forward to it, and I've had emails from people. They go there one time, make their first appointment, and say, I can't believe this. I actually do look forward to going back. There is such a place. It's called Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and they're waiting for you because they love AM and the PM people. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, then we are just now looking at a stalled vehicle. It is on westbound Highway 44 at Lindbergh. It's against the median wall, the far left shoulder, but MoDOT gets there. They're obviously going to block that left lane. Right now, traffic not bad in that area. Southbound Highway 270, some slow pockets. They start south of Page. They go all the way down through Tesson Ferry. We've got eastbound Highway 270 running slow east of McDonald through about 170. You're heavy again at New Florida. On eastbound Highway 70, things are slow from Hanley through about Jennings Station Road. We also, it looks like we've got some delays coming in on westbound Highway 270 between 111 to about a little bit west of Highway 203. It's stop and go there. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550. KTRS Traffic Center.
Guys, here's a number we think you'll find interesting. 50% of men over 40 suffer from erectile dysfunction. There are lots of causes for ED and male sexual performance issues. Diet, stress, medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, prostate cancer. At the St. Louis Men's Clinic, we specialize in male sexual health, and we can deliver immediate results for men experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's all we do, all day, every day. Our doctor-supervised non-surgical treatment plans have helped over 15,000 men in St. Louis improve their performance. And improved performance means a more satisfying life. Call us today to make an appointment. Our doctors will create a customized treatment plan that applies state-of-the-art medicine and technology to address your sexual health. You'll see results on your first visit. Take control of your sexual performance by calling St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city where Old Town Florissant is well in its third century with a peaceful charm and ambiance ideal for a new business to occupy a historic building or build a new one. And Old Town is where we entertain everybody with gusto each fall. Join us for light jazz nestled between renowned Handel's Cafe and historically grand Sacred Heart Parish for Wednesday night out September 27th. And the biggest and best block party in Missouri is the Florissant Fall Festival Sunday, October 8th, with historic St. Francis blocked off from Road to Old St. Ferdinand Shrine from 11 to 5. There's food and fun for the whole family and entertainment led by Bob Cuban Brass. Florissant Food Trucks at the Knights Grounds this Friday, October 13th. The Florissant 5K race through Old Town to the Shrine will be run Saturday, October 21. And Patriotic Florissant hosts their 9/11 remembrance at the VFW. And our famous Veterans Day Parade is Sunday, November 12th, starting at Bangor Park and ending at Old Town VFW Post 4105. Go to FlorissantMower.com for more details. Thanks.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hello, it's Jennifer Blome from my good friends at Saliga Shoes on Manchester Road in Brentwood. Saliga Shoes is a family-run business selling shoes designed for both comfort and style. They have shoes for all ages, all occupations, and all lifestyles. John Saliga, his wife, their son, their entire staff treat customers like part of the family. Please go see my friends at Saliga Shoes on Brentwood. It's just north of Manchester Road. Call them today, 314-961-0110.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want 2020 vision? Can you send a text message right now? Because a single text could get you one step closer to seeing a whole new future. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on LASIK. Text the word BONUS to 350350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free evaluation to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text BONUS to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This 20% discount is just one text away. Text BONUS to 350350. That's B-O-N-U-S to 350350.
If you'd like to turn your yard into a gorgeous, colorful oasis, visit Pisiglia's Nursery and Garden Center in Wildwood. Stroll through 8 beautiful acres of high-quality trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals. Pasiglia's is like no other garden center. It really feels like a botanical garden. The staff will listen to your questions and offer advice to help with your landscaping needs. Pasiglia's offers complete landscape design and installation. So if you've been thinking about an outdoor kitchen or if you need pavers or retaining walls, book your appointment for your fall outdoor project. Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is located in Wildwood at Highway 109 and Clayton Road. Stop in and stroll around, or you can check them out online at pasiglia.com. From container gardening to magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, and pool areas, Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is your source for the great outdoors.
Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
Thank you. Lots of calls. We'll get to as many as we can here. Let's go to, thank you for waiting up. Bill, thanks for being patient. What do you got?
Hi, Frank. Of course, AM and the PM.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. And like your previous caller, I'm also a veteran of an in-studio guest. I was in there about 20 years ago. Been on KTRS for about a month.
Listen to this.
And I introduced you guys to Peroni's Pizza back in those days.
Wow, that was a great thing to be introduced to. I just had some two nights ago. We had a frozen one, a couple of them in the freezer, and I think we took them out and cooked them. They're great. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction.
You're quite welcome.
You have a joke request?
You bet. It's one where the young city fellow visits the farm.
Oh, don't say anymore. No, I got it. I got it.
That's got to be a top 11.
Okay, hang on. Farm visit. And I'm going to put one key word, and that's going to be honeysuckle. That's part of the joke, and then I don't need any more. That is a good one, and that's probably going to make the final 11. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, more thing. I bought a car from Mr. Landoff the other day just to give him a little prop. It was wonderful. They treated me well, gave me a great price.
What'd you buy?
Actually, I bought a pre-owned Ford.
Okay, that's all right.
And I guess they must have wanted to get that off their lot, so they gave me a heck of a deal on it. Couldn't have been nicer.
Good for them, and good for you. Did you get to meet Johnny?
No, he wasn't there at the time.
Well, he probably wants to meet you. If you're AM and the PM, he wants to meet you. So if you ever want to, you call
him. Well, I've met him in the past. I bought a Traverse from him last year.
Okay.
So, we have met, and he knows I'm AM and the PM. But
Thanks for the business, and thanks for the loyalty to the show. We appreciate it.
Sure. Well, I'll be looking for you down the line.
We'll be there. Thank you, Bill. Ooh, let's see. Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I am AM in the PM.
Now, lots of people. What do you have?
Joke request.
Okay.
The scale salesman who goes to visit.
Got it. Don't say anymore. I know it. I got it. And the problem with that joke, that's a very visual joke. And if you there's a movement and an action you make when you tell it in front of somebody that makes it so much better. But it's going in the consideration column. Okay.
Sometimes the imagination is even better.
Well, I'd like to think everybody. I have had people say they didn't get it because they didn't have any imagination, but we don't need those people anyway. I got it down here. Thank you, Glenn.
All right. See you in the next place.
We'll be there.
Bill Cleveland sent me a text and said the looks good, feels great.
Oh my goodness, that's a Hall of Famer. How long has it been?
I don't know. I'm not sure how long.
I don't think it was that long ago.
No, you told it not too long ago, I think, because it's one of my favorites.
I have to make a decision. Has it been long enough? And if it has,
We can.
And even if it has,
you can use it.
It's your favorite joke.
Yeah, I know it is.
I think we should hear. Let me write that down.
It is.
Looks good. Looks bad.
Yeah, feels great.
Yeah, feels great. If I don't do this, there's no way I'll remember all this. So got it. And now, Rich. Rich, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Which one? Let's have it.
Well, I was thinking, what's what? But are you going to be back on in time for Halloween to do Freddie Freeman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then we'll wait on Freddie Freeman then.
Right. And I wouldn't do it anyway. It's a Halloween joke. If I didn't come back on in December, we wouldn't do it. But no, I'll be back on to do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking that too, but it's Freddie Freeman. That is one of all time.
But what's what? What's what is a great, that's a great suggestion. What's what? That's all I need to write down. What's what? That's a good one, Rich. Thank you. Right. Thank you. Rich is a truck driver. He's been listening. We've been here 20 years. He's been listening for 40 years to the show. He had it on years before we even came. That's how loyal he is. And this is George. Hello, George.
Hi, guys. I want to request a joke about the newlywed couple on their wedding night, and the groom's afraid to take his clothes off.
And
because
when he
of
does,
some...
he looks at his knees and his...
Hang
on here. Newlywed. Got it. I only need one other word, and I got it. That's a good one. You know what this does? This actually reminds me how many great jokes there are. And there are lots of really good jokes. That's a good one. I got it down here, okay?
I got one other question. Would you ever consider explaining why Terry Daly left?
He was fired.
Oh, okay.
And he would be the first to admit, because down the road, long after he got clean, he would tell you that for 10 years he was sober, and he decided to start drinking again while he worked for me. And it didn't go very well. It didn't go very well not only here in the studio, but when we took our trips. And I have been in touch with Terry. I actually contacted Terry about a month ago, 2 months ago, and I'm glad I did. We had a great conversation. And he will be the first to tell you he deserved to get fired. He was a bad drunk. He just was. And when he was drunk, man, just hope you didn't get sued, because bad things happened, and had no choice but to let him go. And he really, and in the beginning, like a lot of addicts or alcoholics, he was mad at me. And he told people that I unjustly let him go, that he wasn't drinking. And then he finally admitted it was all not true what he said. And then I was right. And he deserved to be let go. So that's what happened. He's probably one of the funny, if not the funniest, one of the naturally funniest people I have ever met in my life. He's hysterical. Yeah. I think he's hysterical.
All right. I'll be listening, and good luck.
All right. Thank you, George.
Thanks.
That's the other thing. I think there are certain things people deserve to know. They just deserve to know. They've listened a long time, and I don't think you should leave them out there wondering.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
And the station had a hand in that also, too.
But they didn't have the say.
They couldn't do it without me saying,
okay, they wanted me to let him go 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
And you remember what happened.
Yes.
And they begged me to let him go. And I wouldn't do it. I said, no, let's just give him. And 3 years later, I ended up having to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So, and it was a horrible, I hated it. I really liked him when he was funny and sober. The funniest guy. I mean, he would make me laugh just looking. Look at you and you kind of start laughing. And he's brilliant. He's very smart. His timing is impeccable. This is John. Hello, John. Oh, no, this is Pat. I'm sorry. Hi, Pat.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
I'm great.
Hey, I've got a request.
All right.
I'm in the PM. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
The one about a guy walks past the room and he says, something about put your teeth in and comb your hair.
Oh, my goodness, yes. He walks by the bedroom, and his wife's in there.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay,
and
hang
then
on.
There was one other. Okay, there was one other
right,
one.
Right down. Put all your right. teeth in. Ooh, that's a good one. And that's been a while. And comb your hair. Okay, what else?
And there was one other one. All I remember is it was about 12 feet of fence. It was about a novel and a fence, and the punchline was, I got to get 12 feet of that fence.
Yeah, I stopped doing that one. It's just not quite Playhouse worthy.
Okay.
But the other one is, put your teeth in. That's a good one. Thank you.
That's a funny one.
That is.
See you later.
What's going to happen here is I'm going to have more than 11 that I think are all worthy of being in the last 11. I just have to pick which ones they're going to be. Let's do John, and then we'll take a break here. I don't mean we're not going to do John. In fact, John's gone. He just fell off. So that would be Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you?
How you doing? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, all the guys here at Southwest, that one joke you tell, I don't want to give it away, so I got to say this slow.
Okay.
We love the one about the duck that walks into the bar that can talk.
Boy, the duck that couldn't talk.
Oh, the duck that could talk.
Oh, was it a duck, a giraffe, and a skunk, or is this the...
No. It was a duck that was working across the street, and he would go to the bar every day and ask the bartender for a beer.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
You got it?
Yep, got it. I don't know.
All right, thanks, guys. I love you. Have a great day.
Hey, all the guys in the South, what did you say? All the guys where?
Southwest Airlines. I don't know if you've heard of them. A little airline out in the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't hear the last part of it. I missed the airlines part. No. Thank you for listening. Thank all of them. And it's in the consideration column. Duck goes into a bar. Got it.
You remember it. Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, when he said working across the street, then I remember.
Hey, and someone just called. Someone just called, and they made a very good point, though. They said, remember when Johnny Carson did some of his last shows and Bette Midler came out and sang?
Right.
They are requesting that your daughter either come in the studio or over the phone sing.
Yeah, but the difference is he was going away.
That's right.
I'm not going away. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just changing the spot on the dial, and everything picks up and just continues the way it was.
I think they just want to hear her sing.
And here's the other thing. I'm no Johnny Carson, okay? This is nowhere near as big, or neither am I, and that's. I appreciate that. I really do.
I think they just want to hear your daughter sing.
You know, I actually considered, because my daughter got laid off, like hiring her.
She did?
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
No.
Yeah, it's laid off. Oh, man, I got to tell you this story. This is actually a great story. She's been with this company a year. It's a pharmaceutical company. So she gets 200 people get laid off. And she's only been there a year, so you know, the junior people get. But get this. They're paying her through October. Now, she's already not working. She gets her 401k money after just a year. And her severance is 8 weeks pay, which takes her to the end of the year. I've never in my life heard of anything like that.
Holy cow.
You work a place 1 year, and you basically get 4 months' pay.
Oh,
so here's what your goal should be. Go to every place you think might fire you after a year and give you that kind of deal. Then you work a year off 4 months. Work a year off 4 months.
Wow.
No, I thought that was more than fair.
Wow.
But this is her first slap of... Reality. And welcome to the adult world.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's too worried, and I'm not worried for her, but I actually thought about hiring her and letting her be part of the show, but then I thought, that might be a good idea to me, but listeners, I don't know. We need to break, don't we? I know we do. Yeah, I got two more to do. I forgot all about that. Thank you all for, my goodness, the lines are, this could go on till 6, and we'll do it a little bit every day, and I'm going to get more than 11, but I'm going to have a great pool to choose from here. Let's talk about Goodfeet. Let's go over. Oh, and thank you to the Goodfeet stores. They're going with us. Everybody's going with us. I've already spoken to all these advertisers, and I don't know how long Goodfeet has been on. 10 years, 11 years, whatever. I know that when they came along the first time, I declined and said, no, thank you. I wouldn't speak for them because I thought there was just something weird. This couldn't be right. I thought they were duping people and telling people that if you put an insert, an arch support in your shoe, really, your knee pain could go away. And then I started finding out that that absolutely was true. I actually talked to a couple of people about that and said, I went in there and they said, it is true that for thousands of people, of course, I didn't talk to thousands of people, but I heard from enough people over time that I reconsidered, took another look at it. And then I got plantar fasciitis. It's almost like God says, well, you know what? I'll convince you. Here, you've got plantar. And then I went in there, and I've never had it since. I don't expect to have it again. Now, that's a foot ailment. So, obviously, shifting the weight and the pressure, that configuration of your foot and the way you walk and stand would help. But it also has been the godsend and the relief a lot of people were looking for other things, headaches, backaches. What the heck? Give it a shot. You don't need an appointment. You go in, you're going to be there 30, 40 minutes. You don't have to take your socks off, just your shoe if you got ugly feet. And that's it. I hear the two locations in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. In Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. GoodfeetStLouis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're still working with that stalled vehicle. They do have the left lane block now on westbound 44 right at Lindbergh. Now, traffic is backing up to about the Sappington, well, a little bit east of the Sappington Road overpass. You do have some rain in the area, and that's causing some slowdowns on westbound 4064 out around Highway K through Wing Haven, eastbound Highway 270 now, a little more solid between McDonnell and Washington Elizabeth. If you're coming in on westbound Highway 270, I believe that was road work. work going on between 111 and Route 3. It looks like traffic's starting to move much better there. Eastbound 40 downtown, heavy from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on southbound 170, we're slowing now from, looks like, due down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they're going to go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
If you've been in business for over 67 years, you must be treating the customers right. If you need your heating and air conditioning repaired or replaced, call the people I rely on. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Friday, September the 1st, we are on location. It's the return of the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show. We will be at the new Dirty Dogs in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's 1 mile north of Highway 40 on Highway K in the Monticello Plaza. We'll have Mizzou tickets. Dirty Dogs has plenty of indoor and outdoor seating, not to mention the brats, the poli sausage, and a make-your-own Dirty Dog. So make plans on Friday, September the 1st, 6:30 to 9. It's the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show, live from Dirty Dogs in O'Fallon.
Staples has low prices on everything kids need to head back to school. When your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Everything they need for less. Staples, it's pro time.
Thank you, Mike. When we got into the Playhouse today, I saw two fantastic movies over the weekend, and one of them, it may be an example of some of the best acting I have ever seen. And I'll tell you what those movies are, especially the one that blew me away. It was far better than I expected it to be good because I saw the reviews. But man, what a great acting job a couple of people did in that movie. So stick around. We'll talk about that in the Playhouse, along with some other things. I can't believe that I watched the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
You did?
Yes. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I would never pay $100 to watch something on television, but it wasn't just me. One of my sons and his buddies wanted to watch
okay.
it. So I caved and, okay, let's do it. And I'm kind of glad I did, although it was a good fight. Mm-hmm. It could have been better, but we'll talk about a couple of things I saw there later. There is a store in Chesterfield Valley we've talked about for years. It's called Amini's. It's a copper top. It's a round, looks like a dome or like an arena football stadium or something. And inside, under that copper dome, is a collection of things. You will not find most of the things anywhere. Now, you can find a pool table, I guess, somewhere else. There used to be a pool table company, and I bought my pool table from that other place, and I paid more for it than I could get the same table at Amini's for $1,500 less than I paid for the one I bought, slate table. So this idea that everything in Amini's is just out of everybody's reach is not true. What is out of your reach is junk. They don't sell any junk. They don't sell cheap stuff that falls apart. They sell quality merchandise, furniture for any room in the house that's a level of quality you won't find anywhere else, and you pay for quality. Area rugs, handmade or machine-made, beautiful rugs from a few hundred to tens of thousands if you really want something spectacular. And then, of course, lighting upstairs in the Jaffe lighting collection, some gorgeous lighting. So it's all there. It's all there at Amini's. If you've never been, please just go in, take your time, walk around, tell them you're AM and the PM. They love that. And give yourself time because you're going to get hooked. You're going to get stuck in one of those departments, I guarantee it. Amini's, A-M-I-N.